I'm Mike Hempen. Israeli forces have killed at least 22 people and wounded many others in southern Gaza.
Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis says it received the bodies of 11 people who were shot while returning from an aid site associated with the Israeli and US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Fund, part of a deadly pattern that's killed more than 500 Palestinians in the chaotic and controversial aid distribution program over the past month. 10 others were killed at a UN aid warehouse in northern Gaza, according to the health ministry. The southern Gaza strike happened nearly 2 miles from the GHF site in Khan Yunis as Palestinians returned along one of the only accessible routes. Palestinians are often forced to travel long distances to access the GHF hubs in the hope of obtaining aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This could be a pivotal day for Senate Republicans who are racing to meet President Trump's 4th of July deadline to pass a bill that proposes big tax breaks and spending cuts. The House is being called back into session for votes as soon as Wednesday if the Senate can pass the bill. Two firefighters and a gunman are dead after authorities say a man opened fire on first responders in northern Idaho.
Two firefighters were shot and killed and another badly injured responding to a wildfire near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Sunday afternoon.
They were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush.
After initial confusion and a massive police response, a shelter-in-place order was lifted. Law enforcement used cell phone data to hone in on a wooded area. Audio courtesy KXLY. I'm Jennifer King.
Jurors are set to begin deliberating in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking case. This is AP News. Authorities are raising warnings about heat as hot weather grips much of Europe. A heat dome has hovered over an arc from France, Portugal, and Spain to Turkey. Data from European forecasters suggest other countries are set to broil further in coming days. American Andrea Tyson is visiting Paris, and she tells the AP she won't be going on a long bike ride today because of the heat.
Well, we were going to do a bike tour today, actually. We decided, because it was going to be so warm, not to do the bike tour, but we also decided that we prefer to sightsee on our own.
New highs are expected on Wednesday before rain is expected to bring relief to some areas later this week. London also is experiencing hot weather as Wimbledon begins, but that hasn't stopped the big names from coming out. David Beckham and Maria Sharapova are among the stars at day one of the tournament. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.